Joining me on the telephone is Jill Barrett, who has her own business called Head Coach, doing coaching and training with individuals and groups. She's been fundraising for Laura Lynn Children's Hospice for about 15 years, having first heard an interview with Jane McKenna, who was the founder of the hospice in 2003. Jill will be telling us all about Tractor on Tour for Laura Lynn fundraiser and why she needs a giant teddy bear to strap to the front of a giant tractor for April the 21st. Hello, Jill, and thank you for joining us on Near FM.
Hi, Michael. Thank you very much for having me.
Jill, can you tell our listeners just something about Laura Lynn Hospice and the work that it does?
Sure. Laura Lynn, as many of your listeners probably know, was founded by Jane McKenna. Jane and her husband, Brendan, very sadly lost their two daughters, Laura and Lynn, to a heart defect and leukemia within about a year and a half of one another in 99 and 2002, in 2001, 2002. So Jane experienced firsthand the challenges of having very sick children, and also what happened or what didn't happen, I suppose, in terms of palliative care for those children at the end of their lives. So whilst Laura's death came very quickly, Lynn was experienced leukemia for quite a significant period. It was diagnosed actually on the day of surgery for Laura, and unfortunately they had to make a decision that night. Laura had a heart defect and they had to make a decision to switch her life support off, and then to discover in the coming hours that their daughter had a very serious illness that was potentially going to be terminal, and sadly eventually was. So Jane went about, raising awareness in order to raise funds to establish the first children's hospice in the Republic of Ireland. So she was doing that, a fairly lonely road for her, going around telling her story. But loads of people around the country, heard her like myself and started doing little bits of fundraising. And she gathered, about 6 million euro in that period of time, and then established a partnership with the Children's Sunshine Home in Leopardstown, that led to the building of the Children's Hospice. It was opened in September of 2011.
Right, okay. And Jill, what services does the hospice provide to terminally ill children and to their families?
Yeah, so they obviously provide hospice care. So when a child comes to the stage of either needing end-of-life care or respite care, they can take the child in there, and also they have some family units. So that means that the families can go and stay there. And the respite care is really important, as you know, because as anybody who has children at all, healthy children, never mind sick children, never mind children who may be eventually reaching, unfortunately, the stage of life where their life's coming to an end. They are under extreme pressure.
Yes.
They are 24 hours caring, and they need a break too. So it's really important for the hospice facility to provide this high level of very specialised care for children who are in that situation, because and sometimes parents are not able to provide it at home. The idea for Jane setting this up was obviously that when children are very critically ill, that they don't have to die in a hospital, which is her own situation. With Lynn, she was able to die at home, but sometimes the support is not there. And if that's the case, then hospital is the only option. So the hospice provides, let's say, that respite and that extremely specialised care for children with life-limiting and life-threatening conditions. And in the hospice, they have a little room called the butterfly room, which is a beautiful room.
Right.
For unfortunately at that stage where the child may eventually die, so that they can die in the most beautiful surroundings and peaceful and graceful surroundings possible, if it's not possible for them to be at home. And increasingly, within the Dublin region, the hospice have started an excellent home care program for some families, and fortunately, that is there now. And what it really needs, obviously, and one of our aims on the 21st is to be raising more funds and awareness of Laura Lynn Children's Hospice, so that this really critical service, both the at-home care and the hospice care within Laura Lynn Children's Hospice, can can continue to be
provided
for you know, the children and the parents, and indeed the siblings, because often forgotten in these situations is the support for you know, or the need for support for the brothers and sisters of the children who may be very sick, because you know, the respite care that the hospice provides a little break for them too, and it enables them, the parents, to give a little bit more attention to them. So it's critical for every member of the family, including obviously the
Yes, okay, Jill. Jill, roughly how much will be needed to run the hospital this year? Just very roughly.
Oh, gosh. Well, you've caught me on the hop there now, but I would say...
sorry, no, I know you're not directly involved.
I would say...
But it must be some millions, even.
Four million, I'm not sure.
Right, okay, okay.
I could
okay, well, then... At any rate, can you tell our listeners something?
Obviously, there is some funding from the government. But obviously, yes. The majority of the funding, you know, from other sources will come from, you know, people in the street, people in community groups, people, you know, like yourself and myself going out and shaking buckets and
okay. Buckets well, listen, just about this then. Can you tell our listeners something about the background to the Tractor on Tour as a means of raising funds for the Laura Lynn Children's Hospice?
Sure, Michael, I can. Thanks. Yeah. So 10 years ago, my cousin Louise and I actually did a 32-county tractor drive to raise funds and awareness then. For Laura Lynn didn't exist at that stage. We were still fundraising to try and establish the building of it. So Louise and myself organised a 32-county tractor drive. We started off in Kildare, where I'm from, and we did the whole of Ireland. So we did about 1,800 kilometres of driving, and we raised about 107,000. Now, we raised a little more than that, but we had a couple of costs, but it was very little. To be honest, everything pretty much was sponsored. Our tractor was sponsored by New Holland, so loads of people came on board, provided accommodation for us as we were going around, provided fuel for the tractor, insurance. Everything was pretty much covered, apart from a couple of printing and, you know, and salaries,
yes,
but we managed to raise 107,000. So anything we raised in the north of Ireland went to the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice. Anything we raised in the south of Ireland went to the Laura Lynn, the eventual development of the Laura Lynn Children's Hospice. So we decided, or I decided, we'd do just a 10th anniversary event just to mark that. So on April 21st in Dublin City, New Holland are very kindly sponsoring another tractor for us. So it's a pretty massive tractor. I'm only about half as tall as the tractor itself, and I'm 5'7", so that will give you an idea of the size of the tractor. And the aim is that we'll fill it with as many cuddly toys as I can get into it. And also, as you know, we're looking for a giant teddy, Ireland's giant teddy, let's put it out there, to strap to the front of the tractor, because it's always nice to have somebody to draw attention to you as you're going around the streets of Dublin. So we're going to be firstly doing the book collection on O'Connell Street and Grafton Street, and those two main areas between 9 in the morning and 6 in the evening on Saturday the 21st of April. And then my plan is just to keep driving around, drawing attention, I suppose, to ourselves, our cause, and the tractor, and the Laura Lynn Children's Hospice that day. So I'll be doing little circuits of the city. And our base is in the Temple Bar Hotel, who have very kindly sponsored us, as have Horizon Graphics out in Blanchardstown there. They've very kindly provided the signage and the stickers for the tractor. So between New Holland and Horizon and Temple Bar now, and all the people that have signed up to collect for us as well, you know, we're hoping to have a great turnout on the day.
Okay, Jill. So who can join in the tractor run? Like, how does it work? Clearly not everyone can drive a tractor.
Well, this will be one tractor, so me driving the tractor, hopefully. And maybe one of the lads, one of the lads from New Holland is just going to be on standby to take over. But what we're encouraging people to do is just to come out and to support the people holding the buckets. And if they want to make a donation, they can either go on to lauralynn.ie, or they can drop it into us in the Temple Bar Hotel and make a donation there. So, and I have a Facebook page as well, which is just at Tractor on Tour. So if anybody looks up Tractor on Tour on Facebook, they can see our Facebook page. And if they like and follow us, then they could send us a message as well, just if they have a big teddy, and send us a picture of the teddy, so that we might be able to get one from them to put on the front of the tractor. Unfortunately, Michael, the last time out, we did have a giant teddy. In fact, we had two, but the first one was sadly stolen from the tractor. So if you're giving us a teddy, the message is you may not get it back, or you might get it back in the same condition, depending on the weather conditions on the day. So it has to be a previously loved teddy that you may not want returned. So we're not looking for somebody's best teddy that they want to be putting back in the playroom that night.
Yes. Okay. And what route does the event take, Jill? Is it just around Dublin, or do you intend to travel around Ireland?
No, this one is just a one-day event. So, no, the tractor, I suppose, will just be in Dublin City. So it will just be going around up O'Connell Street, around Parnell Square, back down onto sort of Gardiner Street. I'll be coming back down either down O'Connell Street or doing a loop around into the South City. And then coming back, I'll be, you know, stopping off around Stephen's Green as well from time
right,
to time.
Okay,
Basically, I'm just going to be doing circuits throughout the day, and there'll be sort of opportunities for people to take photos and hopefully post them on their own Facebook and Instagram and Twitter as well. So we're encouraging people to do that and to, again, just join in with the, I suppose, with all of us who are trying to raise a few, you know, euro for to keep the hospice, I suppose, alive and open and growing into the future.
Okay. Jill, could you just tell us how someone can get in touch with either Laura Lynn or yourself? I know you mentioned some contact details earlier, but just if you would repeat them for our listeners, either for to give you a giant teddy or to make a donation to the Laura Lynn Hospice.
So if they're on Facebook, they can like our page and send us a message at, it's just Tractor on Tour, very simple. Tractor on Tour is the Facebook handle. And if they want to make a donation to Laura Lynn, it's just lauralynn.ie. That's the web address.
Yes, okay.
And then, or they can send me an email, and my email is tractorontour@gmail.com. That's tractorontour@gmail.com.
Okay, Jill. So is there any other point not mentioned already that just you would particularly like to highlight yourself?
I suppose it's just really important for me. Going out, I suppose I know Jane. Jane has become a good friend of mine, and I know that the reason that the hospice exists is because, you know, every man, woman, and child in Ireland, you know, many of them have literally reached into, even if it's only, you know, a couple of euro,
and
put it in a bucket. And people think, oh, what can I do, you know, to make a difference? And everybody. Whatever tiny amount, I mean, you know, bear in mind the last time we did bucket collections in 32 counties in Ireland, there was a lot of shaking buckets, and people will come up and be almost apologetic if they only have a couple of cents, or if they only have half an hour to give you or an hour to give you in terms of their time. And, you know, just to say to everybody, it makes such a difference. I mean, imagine this is such a challenging time for children and for their parents, for their families, and anything that we can do to help alleviate, you know, the challenges and the suffering that they face. And to remind people as well that people sometimes shun away from the idea of a children, you know, or shy away from that.
They don't
want to think about it, but of course it happens. And the nice thing about the hospice that we know, and I know myself from having visited both the Laura Lynn and the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice, is that when you go in, they're really happy places. These people go above and beyond to make sure that everybody's experience in that hospice is the most positive, upbeat, supportive environment possible. So, you know, again, it's a difficult topic. It's a difficult, you know, thing for people to contemplate that, you know, a child will die. It doesn't seem right that a child will die, and particularly before their parents. But we know that they do. So what we have to do is just put our all into making sure that that happens in as positive and as supportive an environment as it can, be it at home with the Laura Lynn home care package or program, and or whether it's in the hospice, you know. So so that's my message to everybody, really, to support it, support us on the day if you can. I'd be delighted if people can come out and support us, or go onto the Laura Lynn website, or maybe organise some event for them in some other way. Every cent counts. That's the message there.
Super. Thank you, Jill. Jill, listen, thank you so much for joining us on Lifeline on Near 90.3 FM today.
Thanks.
And I look forward to speaking to you again, maybe when the tractor event is over and we can have a chat and just see how it went. So until then, bye for now.
I might see you on the day.
You never know, Jill. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, that was Jill Barrett, who has her own business called Head Coach, but she's doing tractor on tour for the as a Laura Lynn fundraiser.